Okay, good. We're starting. Welcome, everyone. Akasha here. Welcome to the Bliss Life Global Healing Series, Awaken Your Intuitive Gifts. And I'm excited today. We've got an amazing guest. So hang on, get ready. This is a returning guest. And I just wanted to say, hi, that's me. That's a special we got going on right now, the Angels of Abundance and these other ones here. And so let's take a look at who is Louise. So I met Louise last year and I liked her immediately. We got together to chat online. And it's like in anything, when you've been in something, right, a long time, it's hard to find other people that, or actually it doesn't really matter how long you've been in it, just like how people talk and how they perceive things and what's important to them and that. And she's one of those people that she's so authentic and she's living her path, you know, just hardcore, like right in it, doing it. And it isn't about posturing and it isn't about ego. And I think that's important because right now, the spiritual world is exploding, right? And lots of people are using spiritual language to promote themselves. And that's okay, except that it is often over something that really it may not be aligned to you. So today, I think it's perfect because we had our big kickoff yesterday. We had crystal bowl readings and we had an amazing collective clearing and the silver ray came in and we had an intuitive awakening. So if you've missed that, we've chopped it up and it's all out there so you can get tuned in. So this series, each one of these days, like this is another wave in our intuitive awakening today here with Louise. So you can go through this open. So Louise is going to talk about it's time to be unapologetically you, which I absolutely love. Louise is an intuitive conscious channel and a conduit for energy healing. She's a best-selling co-author, a spiritual mentor, and a guide, and she channels source energy, sharing messages through her Source Speaks blogs, channeled healing journeys, and healing work. She's the host of the Mundane to Magical online series, so make sure you check it out. I've been honored to be a guest on that, and it's way fun. That's another place where you're going to find a lot of amazing information, a lot of different energies in a concentrated way, right? That's one of the powers of us coming together like this is crossing our energies because we're all out there working, you know, this way we get to sort of weave. And she's here to empower people to understand who they truly are as sovereign creator beings and realign to your life purpose and your true potential. Woo! Yay! So when you awaken your intuitive gifts, you may not even know what they are. They change over time. They awaken in different ways for everybody. But this is the kind of thing that's possible for you, really being able to say, wait a minute, that belief system, that person, that relationship, that path, whatever it is, that house, it just really isn't right for me anymore. And listen to that inner guidance. So with Louise here and living her purpose, thankfully, yay. And if everybody is doing that, we're going to have an amazing, amazing world, right? To guide and assist people along their path from disempowerment to standing in their sovereignty and radiating their light openly to the world. So I'm going to also share the free gift that Louise has. And if you want to add more later about it, you can. But this is going to be right there by her interview on the special page. So make sure that if you found this on YouTube, you go to nanakasha.com/blisslifeglobalhealing. We'll put that up in a minute, I think. And that way you get the gifts and you get the access and we put everything, all that information, where you find Louise and all that. So the first thing is open to divine love, compassion, and gratitude. Yes. A powerful healing activation to open your heart field to divine love. And I think everyone's starting to understand that is one of the keys, right? One of the keys to whatever it is you want. You want to heal your body, you want more money, whatever it is. This is the key, right? And compassion, that's acceptance. So that's a huge empowerment state. And gratitude, really high personally, one of my favorite states for personal healing and to heal and raise the collective conscious field. So that's awesome. You do that, you're going to be helping everybody. That's the good thing about this work. We do our work, We help everybody. It's all in sync. And the heart tree activation. And this is wonderful. It's a powerful healing activation that you can connect into the energy of the heart tree, receive healing energy. It's held inside of you and connect into the new earth energies and Gaia's heart. So thank you so much. So with all that, welcome, Louise.
Thank you. Thank you. I do hope that the internet is stable enough for this. And I realize I'm on a really square in this. But thank you for having me.
Yeah, so you are cutting in and out, but I'll hold still. So why don't we all do a nice breath together? So when you take the breath in, bring it in through your heart or your skin or your eye, your inner eye, like wherever you feel it coming in. And let's just focus on clarity, all of us. Let's see. We're asking now inside this sacred space that clarity in communication, clarity in the phone lines and the internet, and clarity in our message directly to us, because we're all here ready, willing, open, and receptive to receive that which is ready, that which is optimal for us at this time. So draw in that energy, whatever it is you feel. I'm feeling like a malachite green energy. And let it mix with your own intentions and your own powers of clarity. And when you breathe it out, I want you to see it radiating out from your heart like a sun. Just radiating, radiating, radiating. And you're pushing and releasing that energy out in all directions. And now you're seeing it everywhere. Up, down, around, back, forward. And it's just clearing and cleansing the connections between us and this space. So I'm seeing a pyramid of like, it's like gold light, but it also has almost a quality of citrine or crystal, like very shiny. And it's like coming in and sort of creating a little antenna around us. Thank you. Okay. All right. So let's see what happens. So let us know, Louise, how is it that we can become unapologetically ourselves? And, you know, how did you come to that state where you were aware that that was important and willing to step through that? And how did your intuitive gifts, as they opened and started to expand, help you find your way?
Well, the message of unapologetically ourselves came through since the last solstice, kind of 11 gateway to solstice. But I suppose it's been part of my journey from disempowerment to standing in sovereignty. And I've just been given like more and more unfoldings about what actually standing in your sovereignty means. And it is being unapologetically you. It is standing in your fullness, allowing yourself to become whole and express wholeness, radiating that out to the world, being exactly who you are. And for me, it's so important. It's a special journey that I'm allowing myself to be that, because when I came in and I was aware of who we all are, I shut all that down. I was basically apologizing for being different, apologizing for being my radiant self, when, you know, everyone around me wasn't in that place. And it's really not what we came here to do. We've all come here to express completely ourselves fully and to express our full potential. And the problem is that, you know, there's myself and many light workers who came in with an emotional aware we are. There's many people that don't have that. You know, they really have forgotten who it is they are, and they don't believe themselves to be these amazing beings, multidimensional beings, you know, that that they truly, so the concept of kind of really fulfilling your true and being all that you are is something that they struggle with. It's absolutely what we all came here to be, to be and express ourselves and our truth fully and wholly and completely. And so those messages have really been coming through strongly. And I think more and more so with the different portals that we've been entering as we've come into 2021, everything has ramped up. I mean, you know, we've all had a year and a half throughout our lifetimes, but the last few years, it's like, oh my goodness, they've just ramped it up and up and up, and it's just going super, super fast. It's like, hold on to your hats, you know, because we're in for a ride. But yeah, my intuition, my clairabilities, is that I kind of allow myself to keep, because I saw them as safer than others, like my claircognizance and my clairvoyance, my ability to feel and my ability to know, have really supported me on that. Because if I didn't have those inner knowings, those really deep inner knowings, I think I would have really struggled to maintain the determination to kind of stay on this path and courage to actually fully allow myself to step more and more into my truth and my sovereignty, regardless of the consequences. Because they, you know, in the physical world, there are consequences of that. You know, there's no denying it. This isn't an easy path to walk for the ego's perspective.
Yeah, exactly. And I think anybody here would have had some point in their life, because most people come in open, shut down, maybe open a few times, and then come to this point and go, you know, it's time and it's happening. Like you said, accelerated evolution. Woo! But like when you have the abilities and you start to realize it and you know you're different. I mean, I think all of us were criticized or teased or bullied or made fun of or just knew that you should hide. Then how is it that you found the courage, I guess, really, to stay in that, to not let that pressure, you know, to be something else? Because we're all dealing with that in some way, right?
Yeah, and I think actually, I mean, from my perspective, I suppose part of my journey has been to train in soul contract reading, and so to understand ourselves on a deep level in terms of what we mean as a soul to experience as an aspect of the journey. So I have 21-3 in my, which is all about resilience. So to actually master resilience, you kind of have to have things that give you challenge, you know. I mean, why I chose that one.
Yeah, that's a biggie. Holy cow. Yes, I want to master resilience. Really? Are you sure?
Yeah. So I've got power, I've got loads of nines, and then I've got this 21-3. And it's just like, wow, I really did myself a doozy of a job on. So I mean, I created this path of challenge. This path that enabled me to train that muscle. And I think it's because that's part of my journey. And you know, we haven't come here to play small, we haven't come here to diminish our light, we haven't come here to get into submission. We may have our experiences on our path, but we came here to shine brightly, to become our full potential and actually be all that we truly are, embodied in physical form. And so we've all come with big girl pants, whether you're a male or a female. And it's that kind of just that ability, and whether that comes through as an inner knowing through any of your clairabilities or any to your intuition, that regardless of how bad it got, of how challenging it was, I have in my life when I've gone, you know what, I'm done, this is too much, I want out of here. I knew I would never ever take any action. And so you kind of get that point where it's like, well, okay, I'm actually going to take action, then I just need to crack on. And I need to find that way out of this really dark hole that I'm in, because I'm not really going to exit stage left. For whatever reason, I'm here for the long haul and I've just got to, you know, get on with it. And I think that that being an aspect of who we all are, we have that inner strength. It is a quality. It's a skill. We talk about skills and talents and abilities that we want to unlock. It's actually appreciating what you've actually got inside you already. That's what it's about being unapologetically you, is to actually acknowledge the fact that you are still here means you have resilience. You have that quality. That superpower is yours. You know, you have inner strength. Oh my goodness, you know, some of the people's journeys that I hear about, and you know, when they mine, we're just like, wow, how are you still here? And it's like, well, because we have these superpowers, but we don't recognize them, we don't acknowledge them. And so that is in effect how we're all still here, because we are connected to our all the aspects of ourself, our source self. And there is an aspect of us that knows exactly why we're here and what we're here to do. We may not cognitively be able to perceive that, but it's in us. And so it triggers and unlocks these gifts. And we just need to kind of look in that toolkit and go, wow, do you know what? I've already unlocked all kinds of skills and abilities and talents and superpowers. These are what they are, but I take them for granted because it's just got me through whatever darkness we've experienced and kept me here to enable me to be here and now.
Yeah, I think that what's common is for us to just focus on the pain of the journey or the struggle or the loss or the failure or the lack of success or whatever it is, because that's how in the physical world, right, we're taught to value everything, have this much and do it this way and all of that. So most people, they're so busy looking at that, like you said, that they ignore that. I always say, I think you've graduated, you know, I think you've graduated from whatever this, you know, like lack of self-esteem or whatever it is. Like you've mastered this over and over and over and over and over. Give yourself a degree, move on, you know. But yeah, because it's not valued. It's not what's talked about, right, in the outside world. Like, oh, you know, I want to marry you because you have a load of spiritual wisdom. You know, like you have resilience. That is actually a good quality, but you know what I mean? So yeah, but I love how you call them superpowers, because it really is, because we perceive almost anything like, you know, I felt a, you know, angelic presence, you know, or I felt love or seeing a vision in a meditation, or, I mean, I just the crumbs I used to find, you know, through the years of these little experiences, these glimpses or these awakenings that, but it was never something I could repeat all the time. And that craving, that constant craving, instead of, like you said, sit and say, what is it I'm really good at? What is it I what's the strength? I always call it panning for gold, because you've got your pile of crap, right? If you just let all of it go and just keep the little nuggets of gold. So share more about that creative, you know, the way of creating your reality and accepting that you have these powers.
I think it comes down to, one, it was allowing myself to be really, really open and honest. Like radical honesty, you know, and this is, again, it's allowing yourself, the journey of allowing yourself to stand in your sovereignty and being unapologetically you starts with you, you know, sitting down with yourself and really looking at yourself and seeing you. It's like, I guess one of my gifts has always been that I see the light within people. And I used to say, you know, I see the potential within you. But I literally see the light. I see you. I see you as you truly are in all aspects of your being, not just the physical. The physical is irrelevant on a certain level, because I see the light that is you. And it's kind of like allowing yourself to see your own light. But to be able to really do that, you kind of have to allow yourself to see all of the good, the bad, and the ugly bits too. Yeah. And to really kind of like own them and love them, because they're all you. You have to allow yourself to be unapologetically you with yourself. It's like, right now I'm furiously angry. Okay, I'm furiously angry. I'm beautiful in my anger. Right now, I'm really, really full of grief. Okay, my face is all red and blotchy. I'm dripping snot from my nose, but this is all good. It's perfect. And it's like being creative with yourself. So however that gets to look. So like there was ages where I couldn't look at myself in a mirror. I certainly couldn't come on camera. And I absolutely couldn't look at myself in a mirror, look myself in the eye and say, I love you. So again, get creative with yourself. How can you love that bit? Okay, do you know what? Thighs, you may be bigger than I would prefer you to be. However, I love the fact that you hold up my body weight and you can walk for miles. You know, it is literally allowing your creativity to flow in so many different ways that you never expected or anticipated that it could. And then get creative with yourself about how you're going to express yourself. So again, it's like I would always say to myself, well, what would love do in this moment? You know, I had to kind of separate it from myself to a certain extent. And again, that's the kind of the journey with channeling as well. I couldn't initially take on the fact that I was those multidimensional aspects, those higher wisdom aspects, those beautiful, radiant, pure love. I couldn't feel it in me, for me. So I couldn't see that as me. So get creative. And that's how we kind of channel, and we put it outside of ourselves and we connect with somebody radiant or something radiant or beautiful or magical. Do whatever it is that you need to do to be able to connect in some way, shape or form, because as you develop that relationship and that relationship grows, you gradually come to terms, as it were, from an egoic perspective, that these are you.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it kind of dawns on you that actually I'm just talking to myself, but just I'm talking to this really high dimensional aspect of myself that's not currently residing in my physical body.
Yeah. So that leads us to unconditional love, right? So like, what is that? And how do you feel it? And how do you know it? And how do you accept it?
Well, again, unconditional love is actually something that my partner said was impossible to feel and to have in this world at this time. And that made me incredibly sad, but I kind of understood completely where he was coming from, because that's what we've been trained to believe. But unconditional love is what you are. It's what we all are. And it's, okay, so where do we see it? Unconditional love. We see it with animals. You know, we see it with nature. We see it sometimes with the bond between a mother and a child. It's that unconditional love that says, you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you look like, what you do, what you think, how you dress. You know, it doesn't matter what money you have in the bank. It doesn't matter what you do for a living. I love you. I love you. And that's it. And we experience that through meditation. So unconditional love is kind of why we seek enlightenment. We seek that energy, that essence. And it's actually not something that the ego can really conceptualize until it's experienced. But I think that's why we are gifted nature. That's why we are gifted these glimpses. You know, these pockets, you may struggle to see it in another human, or you may have struggled to see it in another human over the past umpty-ump years that we've existed. You may have been blessed in certain moments where you have, but, you know, I get unconditional love when I see a sunset or a sunrise. I see unconditional love in the patterns in nature, in trees, in the bark of trees, or, you know, and as a child, I received unconditional love by the dragon tree spirits. when I wasn't receiving it from my family, from my human family. So the universe is going to give you what you need in each moment to keep you going. That's something that we spoke about a little bit earlier on. You know, what keeps us going? Well, the universe, the aspect of us that is source, knows exactly what we need in those moments to keep us on the path, to keep us going, to enable us to pull our big girl pants up when it going gets tough. And unconditional love is one of those things that it does. So, you know, it may be the absolute love that your pet gives you, and the healing that your pet gives you through that connection, or those moments in nature, or those magical moments that you may have with another person, another human. But it will give you those energies, or an experience in meditation where you just go into pure bliss, pure love field. I did a healing with somebody the other day. Oh my goodness, I didn't want to leave it. It was just like, I didn't want this session to stop because the energy was so beautiful. You know, it was just pure unconditional love. And I was just like, oh, I could sit here for ages, just bathing in this.
Yeah, I know. And that's what the fun thing is it's like recognizing and accepting your powers, your gifts, doing things to accelerate them, but to accept them, you know, clearing yourself, watching, listening, creating space, all the things that you do. It has so many amazing benefits. It's like a bottomless pit of fun, you know, because after a while it gets to be, once you get past the fears and the doubts, you know, and all that stuff, you start to get to where you're like, oh wow, you know, I never had that experience, or these, because you're more sensitive to those higher realms. So unconditional love, I think, is a concept that's very difficult for a lot of people to grasp. If you've been blessed, like you said, to have a relationship that felt that way, it's wonderful. But true unconditional love, like source pure love, I call it, is a whole other level, right? That it's hard to grasp. And I think, like a lot of things, the thing that's the biggest thing between us and that is our acceptance of it, like that worthiness or belief that it's real, or that we deserve it, or it's safe to accept it. So talk to us more about sovereignty, like being, you know, our sovereign selves and unapologetically. I love that. I always tell people, stop validating yourself. Cause I was a big one. I was like, well, you know, because of this, and I have to make everyone happy, and I have to explain everything in the way that they would like, so they all like me, you know, and oh my God, how exhausting was that, you know? But this idea of unconditional love and sovereignty. So share some goodies about that with us.
Yeah, so I mean, my relationship, I was in a very loving 10-year relationship, broke up in January, and I was having a bit of a pity party about it. And I kind of said, universe, you know, when am I going to receive unconditional love in a relationship? And basically, I got laughed at and was told, well, when are you actually going to give it to yourself? You know, standing in your sovereignty truly is allowing yourself to be unapologetically you. When you're allowing yourself to be unapologetically you, you are giving yourself, you are showing yourself unconditional love, limits or conditions on you loving yourself. So if I'm apologizing for myself in whatever way, shape or form, I'm diminishing myself, I'm not speaking my truth, I'm not allowing myself to completely shine, and you know, I may be behaving in a certain way because this certain person expects that of me, or, you know, they don't need to talk about this, or they don't like me to be obviously, you know, out there and woo-woo or whatever it is. It doesn't matter, you know. Then I am not loving myself unconditionally. The conditions on me love myself, because if I love myself unconditionally, I fully accept myself. And if I fully accept myself, I allow myself to be. Take the consequences. So that was a big part of standing in our sovereignty. So standing in your sovereignty, reclaiming, is standing in your truth, standing in your power. And a lot of the time on the journey, because the journey was stand in your power, I had a real issue with power, because our experience and level with power is a very low vibrational. It's usually power over. And that has definitely been my experience in my life, the empowerment, to standing in your sovereignty. So then I kind of had it shifted. So like power came truth. So I could accept that. I could stand in my truth. I felt okay. Until I, you know, came to sort of like heal the journey of myself and the word and the connotations with that. But then it's like, okay, well, standing your sovereignty is unconditional love. So these distortions around what love is and love is that and the limits around that. But standing in your sovereignty and really taking the consequences for your truth in each moment, you know, allowing yourself to be who you are in each moment and for that to be perfect. Say exactly what feels in alignment, you said, comes with consequences, physical.
Oops. I got the bars to turn yellow, so I thought she was getting better, but we'll wait a sec here. See if she comes back. I love the idea of, you know, standing in your sovereignty is both the idea of reclaiming your royalty, right? Your regalness, your own authority, your dominion, your powers over the entire kingdom, queendom, whatever you land, your reality that we create, right? So sovereignty means that you can rule yourself, right? That idea that you are, and it does take some effort, doesn't it, to release the old patterns and begin to accept yourself. You know, you can do it very privately, but still you're operating under relationships that, you know, that you're still acquiescing to please other people or whatever. So I know that this journey for me was really difficult. I had horrible self-esteem, and like Louise was saying, you know, I couldn't imagine I'd speak or be on video or anything. Oh, good. Are you there? I didn't see her. Ah,
I'm back. Hopefully.
Yay. There you are. Let me find you. hang on. How do I do that? Oh, maybe I do it this way. Okay, good. Well, I was sharing that, you know, this idea of, okay, now I did all the techie stuff. people pleasing, right? And the idea that it's almost, you have to be confrontational just to be yourself. And I found that over time, I attracted less confrontation. I attracted less people who judged me, at least openly, right? Or even were a part of my daily reality, right? Because the more I accepted myself, the less that those people were in my vibration. So,
yeah, absolutely. So basically, we're creating our reality all the time. And, you know, our soul came here to fully express itself. And our soul came here to embody as much of it that it can in this physical form. That's what we're all here to do. People talk about, well, it's our life purpose. That's what we're here to do. But yeah, so that basically means that, you know, when we start loving ourselves unconditionally, fully accepting ourselves and allowing ourselves to be who we are in our truth in each moment, that's the reality that we're creating. So we no longer need to attract those experiences that are going to say, are you going to stand in your truth? Are you going to, you know, be your true self? Because you just are. And so at the beginning, it feels really, really hard. And it feels, oh my goodness, I'm going to lose everybody. And, you know, what are people going to think? And la, la, la. It's like taking those steps that feel comfortable for you. So show me the rough holes, like playing in the largest doll, which is the field furthest away from you, that is not going to directly impact on yourself being. And allowing yourself to truth, allowing yourself to be unapologetically you in those situations and settings. And then you will get the opportunity to gradually work into your more intimate relationships. But yes, you know, acknowledging that it will come with consequences, because not everybody is ready to walk the path. And even though you are going to be radiating out this massive permission slip that says, you know, is energetically what it feels like to love yourself fully, and you can experience this too, that is another person's journey, and you have no say or power over that at all. And it's like being able to do this and letting go of the consequences. One of the consequences for me was losing my relationship, which was very loving, but I was not able to be fully myself in it. And it's like, well, okay, you know, I came here to be all that I am. And sometimes that will mean stepping away from jobs, stepping away from roles that we've played, stepping away from relationships, moving places. But it's not seeing that as a negative. It's like I am stepping up and stepping into more of my truth. And I am opening myself up to receive that is there and that I am able to create. You know, it's like we have the capacity as divine spiritual beings to create miracles. And we're all kind of saying we want to create new earth, we want to make these massive changes. Well, it all starts in here. It all starts with us having ourselves apologetically ourselves. Then we raise the vibration so that world, earth, nature, animals, structures, you know, the way people are. You know, unconditional love is often seen as being selfish, but that's only because so few people are actually doing it.
That's so true. You know, I couldn't say I love myself. The first time I was at a seminar, you were supposed to stand up and say that. Oh my God, I had a nervous breakdown. It was horrible. But it really showed me, because, you know, I was having physical reactions like, you know, and I was like you, I would have choked and blotched. I never would have been a speaker. I couldn't even get through speech thing for 2-3 times, you know? And so all that is hysterical when you accept yourself is a whole other world that you might not even imagine. That you were you, but it's very important, because I think that it's been popular. I know I've done it, to work on yourself and to work on a lot of things, you know, to get better at meditating and visualizing and energy work and whatever, like doing all this stuff while keeping you over here. But I'm not going to look at who I am, or I'm not going to really accept that. So it's very scary, because there's a lot of, like you say, consequences in history. That it's in ourselves, that, you know, whether you believe in other lives or whatever, right? There's these profound, I started seeing them when I became a hypnotherapist years and years ago, and nobody was talking past lives. Like, I was personally exploring that, but I never mentioned that to clients. These people were like real estate investors, you know, and they would go to these lives and they would be like, oh my God, that was so profound. And it would just shift, right? Because they had an acceptance of another level of understanding of who they were. But so, you know, I think consequences is a scary word to me when you say, well, just going to have to accept the consequences. I feel like you're my mother going, you know, like, I don't want to, I'm going to run outside and play and pretend, pretend it doesn't exist. But it does mean good things too, right? You have to be like, okay, not everybody's going to like it, because you have to unhook from what everybody else likes, or you can't really rise to those higher states because you keep get pulled back down, right? Yeah. So unconditional love. Okay, go ahead.
Well, no, I was going to say one of the consequences has been that I was gifted by the universe the most beautiful, perfect place to stay as a sanctuary space. As I transitioned out of the relationship, I would have never experienced that. And now I know that that is the place that I want to live at. Mm. And so the consequence of me actually going, okay, I fully accept whatever, you know, all opportunities and possibilities I'm open to, has led to me actually connecting with maybe not that immediate direct place, but I now know living in a city is completely out of alignment with my truth. I can't do it anymore. And I now know that I will be living in a place that I was shown, or something better. Yeah. And that is also a consequence of me doing this. And another consequence is I was paralyzed in 96. And part of the process of me doing the physical healing was actually going through every single relationship, every single interaction, and my part in it. And I owned absolutely everything. I was brutal with myself. So with myself. But one of the things was my relationship with my parents. Yeah. Am I still here? Yeah. And one of the consequences of that was me able to see, literally, see patterns of behavior that were playing out. You know, my mum's relationship with me was not good throughout my life. And I said to her, you know, this is how it's going to go. You say this, then I do that. Then you say this, then this is what happens, and it all turns to poo. So, you know, I'm not playing that game anymore. I can literally see it like happening in front of my eyes. We, you know, we're never going to be mother and daughter, like best buds forever, but we can have a relationship. And I had a son and I wanted them to have a relationship with my son. So the consequence of that, I mean, I was open to it going either way, but I wasn't able to play that game anymore because it was not in alignment with my truth. And during my healing, I picked it and seen that this was one of the issues. And the consequence was that me and my mum, we were never best mates. But from that point forth, we had a relationship based in honesty and truth. And it was probably the best relationship that I've had with her for the whole of my life, when I was trying to be the perfect daughter and I was wearing the makeup and carrying handbags and, you know, dressing how she wanted me to dress. None of that worked.
Yeah.
Us being honest with ourselves and each other, we probably had the best few years like that. Again, positive consequence.
Well, but and accepting, right? It was a lot. It was that accepting again. I think what you said was so powerful, because accepting that, well, you know, my mom and I are never going to have this kind of relationship. This is the same thing as, you know, wanting that person or wanting this job or thinking that when you have these things, things will be perfect or whatever, right? Any attachment we have. And that's a big one, right? I want a mother or a family or a partner relationship that's like this. And we completely disempower the potential for the relationship that is there. It is what it is, right? And then it might change. It might get better. Like you said, it was better. It still wasn't the ideal, but when you let go of the ideal and accepted what it was, and that to me is almost like a quantum leap in awakening your powers and your gifts, right? Because you see it, and instead of avoiding it, suppressing it, being angry at it, judging it, or craving something different, which is such a heavy energy, right? You suddenly free yourself to love what is and to give yourself an opportunity to enjoy it for what it was. Yeah, it's a really beautiful.
Absolutely. And one thing that I will say is you spend far less energy when you are stood in your truth.
Yeah.
You spend far less energy when you are stood in your truth and you are allowing yourself to express your truth, who you truly are, without expectation. All of that energy that we expend trying to be what we think other people has to be, or the perfect employee, partner, sister, whatever, it doesn't matter. It's all masks, it's all pretense, and it's all wasted energy. Just think what you could be doing with that energy. Just imagine what you can be creating as your reality with all the energy that you are not spending on pretending.
Yeah. And that energy is distracting whether you're conscious of it or not, right? It's pulling, it's draining you. And in that overwhelm, everybody's in overwhelm and stress, you know, and fatigue. And that's because there's all this hooked energy, right? It's like going here and here and here and pulling you, and I can't focus on it and I'll never do it, or oh, I failed again, and all those conversations. Yeah. So you actually, it's almost like instant, you know, soup. You just pour, add water and, you know, wait for it. It, you just lighten up, right? You lighten up and you go up higher, higher, and you have a higher perspective and less emotional attachment to things. And you transcend a lot of the drama, and you can choose without going back and forth or doubting yourself as much. There's a lot of goodies around accepting your gifts. So, well, to explain how you, I think that, you know, we've talked about unconditional love as a key to your sovereignty and to a lot of things, and that we're moving really fast right now. So it's definitely a part of the Great Awakening. And yet there's that disconnect that most people have from, well, if I have to understand unconditional love, but I don't even know how to receive it or what to do to receive it or how it feels, then am I missing out on the Great Awakening, right? Because there's that, am I doing it right? Which is not unconditional love.
Yeah, I mean, one thing that has always been a constant message has been everything is perfect and in perfect timing. I mean, I spent 15 years in an abusive relationship, and I'm in my 50s now. And I look back on my life, and 7 years ago when I really started ramping up and committing, you know, I made that open statement to the universe verbally. I was committing to be all that I am and to fulfill my service regardless. And that was a big statement to make. And again, we make these statements and our ego is like, hang on a second with that one. But it felt in alignment to do that. I looked back and I went, oh my goodness, I've wasted all these years. I could have been doing this in my 20s. I mean, I could have been doing this in my teens. You know, I came in awakened. But it's, again, it's that process of letting go of that judgment, that self. It is, and it's all been perfect. And your journey is perfect. Whatever you're here to do, your purpose is to fully express yourself, to allow yourself to be who you came here to be, who you are. And that process means learning to love yourself, practicing loving yourself. And, you know, that can be really small, tiny, wee baby steps. It's not like suddenly tomorrow you're going to go, well, I'm absolutely in love with myself. I can look in the mirror and say, I love you. It doesn't happen like that. It does for some people, but not didn't for me. You know, we take these baby steps, but it's really just about, you know, this process of allowing yourself to love yourself and letting go of all this criticism, all this judgment. But that comes with a whole lot of clearing of all these distortions that we've got laid in our program, in our divine blueprint. I don't know anybody on this planet who came in with a divine blueprint that was intact. No, literally, I have never met anybody who, and you know, all the light workers who hasn't come in and had to clear the past life experiences and that they have overlaid into, I can't possibly stand in my light and stand in my truth. That, because last time I did that, I was beheaded or I was burned or, you know, whatever, my whole family was killed or, you know, whatever. I can't possibly stand in my power because I'm of worlds in previous lifetimes, or, you know, I played the role of the bad guy and therefore I don't trust myself, whatever the distortions of all these things is. So part of that process of loving yourself is actually releasing yourself from these burdens of all these little distorted programs that are in your divine blueprint, in your matrix, in your operating system, as it were. And I find it funny that you know, the kind of the current COVID vaccine, when you look on the websites, it's about installing this new operating system, immune system. But that is literally spiritually what we're in a way doing. We're going back to factory reset. We're being asked to clear out all of these distortions that we've got in our divine matrix, in our divine blueprint, that are and have been running the show, determining what safe we feel about being unapologetically ourselves. And it's like, you know, that's what we're here to do. We're here to clear all that out so that we can love ourselves, go hand in hand. To be able to really love yourself, you have to clear out rubbish that you're still holding on to that says, you know, if I spend this, you know, I am this because I did this in a previous life. No, it's like looking at an actor and saying, oh, that role, that means that is you. And that, you know, in every single thing that you do in your life, you have the traits of that character on that stage. The character person played on the stage at one point for whatever reason. And then when they left the stage, they got another job, and the next job was a different character. It's like letting go of the attachment to who we've been, what we've done, what we've said. You love yourself unconditionally. It is the nearest thing to being in the now that I've ever experienced, because you are no longer attached to what was and what's been, and you're not projecting into the future of what will be, what should be, you know, and all of that kind of stuff. Not have expectations. You're just being your truth in this minute. And whatever your truth is perfect, and trusting that. So I don't know if that made sense.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I like this, you know, the story, how you were saying, you know, I had to move, and it wasn't for happy reasons, but it ended up guiding me to understand a big piece of what's the next step or what's optimal for me. And that's the way for, you know, all of that, every step, even if you go, I wasted all this time. I love that when you said that, like, you do wake up, you have these moments when you wake up and you go, oh my God, look what oh no, you know, I blew it. I wasted 30 years or 10 years or 50 years or whatever it is. And it wasn't a waste. You know, it wasn't a waste, because in the moment it was exactly what you could do, right? What you were doing, and you gained so much from that whole journey. So everything you're saying about when you stop apologizing for being you, stop resisting being who you really are, be your two. I was told I was two everything, two this, two that, too happy, too loud, too da da da, two. And then at one point I just went through a whole little thing like, yes, I'm two. That's who I was designed to be. There must be some reason for it, combined with the other things right, that are going on. But that idea that things that look like they're going wrong are doorways to things. When my daughter died, she came back and she said, everything is an opportunity. Look for the diamond. And it's one of the reasons I decided to stay alive. And it's another, it's become how I live life. Oh, this is interesting. You know, this is an opportunity, right? And no, it doesn't mean that you don't feel the grief and the pain of breaking up or losing your house or whatever it is that might be happening. And it can be scary, but that's what you've been talking about, is when you just commit to, I'm going to be myself, which means I have to show up every moment, even in the middle of the volcano, in the middle of the landslide, in the middle of the, you know, whatever, the bliss things. But the same thing happened to me last summer, is we live at the beach. We went into town for 3 months. And after a month and a half, we were like, we can't do it anymore. We can't live here. The electromagnetic frequencies were bothering Chris. He had a seizure, and now he's like this highly sensitive being. And it made me have to go look for an interim place before we could go back to where we were living. And it looked like expense and pain in the ass. But the minute we moved into this house, we were inspired to suddenly we wanted to live here. And now we're buying a house. And those, there's a lot of different things that happened in the meantime, but we still look at pictures of that house and we go, oh yeah, it was like, suddenly we walked in and we, all this possibilities just opened. It was like there was some trigger there that opened us to, oh, is that what I would want? Is that possible? And having no clue, just starting to follow that feeling. So you're on an adventure, right? A journey.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it really doesn't matter, you know, how many years you've been at this game, how long, you know, or even when you start. You could have just started on your spiritual path and be in your 60s or 70s. It doesn't matter, because everything is perfect. And it's really just about allowing yourself to look at your journey up until this point and take those blessings, take those gems from every single thing. I can honestly say my whole life and my parts of my life have looked like a real, I want to say shit show. But, you know, I was just like, whoa, okay, there's no way you can pull anything good from that experience. But I can. I honestly can. And I'm like looking back on it and I'm going, well, if that's what it took to bring me here now, where I have got my resilience, you know, to kind of like, to be able to stand there and say, you know, I welcome all opportunities and possibilities and mean it from my heart, which means, you know, I'm willing to open myself and my heart fully to be who I am and to, and that's what we came here to do, you know, to open, not even to open the Taurus field of our heart, a heart field, but to really acknowledge that it, what it is, who we are, and that we really unconditional love. That's what we are fueled by. And to actually allow that to fully be unleashed. And I do mean unleashed because it's just so amazingly, incredibly powerful. Is a force to be reckoned with, unconditional love, but it is so beautiful. And it is what creates. It's what creates everything. You know, everything that is created from love, regardless, this is what I mean, regardless of the consequences, if it's done from a place of love, unconditional love is divine love. So anything that is done from that energy is divine. It's divinely timed and it's divinely experienced. And all of those things happened in my life, I look back on and say, yeah, they were divinely instigated. Mm. Even being paralyzed, you know, even my marriage breaking up, all the abuse that I've had in various different forms, because each of those different aspects and elements gifted me something. Mm-hmm. They gifted me more awareness of myself. You know, I would have never have said that I was a strong person, but you look back on your life and you, if all of you just took the time to do like a little map of your life and the different kind of, you know, major trigger points, and you look back at that and just go, wow, you know, I'm amazing because I'm still here, you know, and it's just that ability to kind of look back with gratitude for those experiences, because they are what made you who you are now, what has unlocked your gifts and talents, even if at the minute you really can't fully appreciate that that's what they are. And I would have never said resilience was a gift and a talent for me, but, you know, it is. This is what I've mastered. And the beautiful thing is that when you have mastered it, you're able to kind of look back over the patterns of your life and go, do you know what? I'm done things the hard way because I've mastered resilience. Thanks very much. Big tick on. Let's move on. So now I'm shifting my focus and my creation to ease and grace because I want to master really, ease and grace.
Yeah, that's a, I like that topic. So intentionally, right? Actually, consciously, saying I've mastered this. Like if you do accept yourself and you look at your life and you realize all the pain and the failure and struggle and whatever you perceive as a bad or heavy or difficult thing, you look at it and realize a person who, right, survived that is, you know, if it was someone else, if it was a heroine in a book, I would say she was, and I would describe her how, what would the qualities of that be, right? Mm-hmm. And then you can choose to say, oh yeah, I've learned enough of that. Okay, we don't need any more of those opportunities, right? I'm ready to master ease and grace. I'm ready to master, you know, flow. You know, to me, it's flow. It's like every day I want to be inside my own pillar of light, my own sphere that's going, ooh, this feels good today. This would be the optimal thing to do today. And to flow. So yeah, I highly recommend that to everybody. Do that intentionally, choose something. And invite and say you're ready and willing and open, right? And to receive those new experiences, right? So, so do you have a message or anything, a process or anything about the unconditional love and great awakening and and our awakening.
I got a message when was it? The equinox. Because I'm here. The reason I'm in a hotel room is that I'm back at Stonehenge.
Yeah.
And I'm going into the inner circle tomorrow morning to do some activation work. And when I was here for the equinox, the message that I got was basically, you know, the branch has been dropped and the ripple is now just going out and nothing can stop this. You know, it really is that nothing can stop what is happening and what is coming. And so this process that we're all feeling, this much, much deeper pull towards, whether you call it standing in your sovereignty, being unapologetically you, or whatever words you want to put it, doesn't really matter. It's happening. And, you know, that pull is only going to feel stronger. And you talk about flow, and it is like we're on the river. So rather than hanging on to the side of the river because the flow is like pulling you in the direction and you don't know what's around the bends, because in nature there's no straight lines, it's all bendy and wavy and you don't know what's coming around the corner, but embrace it, because the branch has dropped and the ripple has gone out. The work that everybody has been doing up until this point has created this ripple through consciousness, and nothing is stopping it. So it is really just kind of kicking back, getting on your lilo, and in the middle of your flow, getting in the middle of your river of life, and just enjoying the ride. I would do a process, but I don't know if my internet can handle it.
I know, right? Always the energy we raise is like blows this out and messes that up and whatever. So, well, it's up to you. You feel into it. I love that message though. You know, I think that's important because of the global situation, the way things are changing, the transparency that's happening. Even when you're riding your own flow every day, the best of your ability, you really are staying unplugged from all the drama out there. It is this constant change, right? That's going on. Like now there's this restriction or that law or this thing or this person. I've had two very close friends die in the last month or two, and just transitions of everything happening. And it can be distracting, and you can take on those energies. So it's more important than ever to do these things, to keep going within and building your inner strength and tapping into that unconditional love, and remembering we are in a great awakening. So the wave is there. It's inevitable. How you ride it is up to you, I would guess, right? That's what I see.
Absolutely. But also saying that however you're riding is also perfect for you. Because, you know, remember, in the middle of my darkest processes, and I wouldn't say I rode that wave particularly well at all. Now I look back and it was the perfect experience for me, because it was exactly what I needed to shift. You know, sometimes, you know, we look at what we call lower vibrational energies and emotions. It is what it is. We are in a human form. We have, you know, we are connected to the lowest possible vibration that is able to be in alignment with this earth plane. And so we are connected to all that goes with that. I would say that some of my dark experience enabled me to connect with my divine anger, you know, and allowed me to actually kind of make peace with that and not see it as a negative or a positive. It is what it is. It's an emotion, and it was apparent and relevant experiences that I was going through to express in those moments. And so it's kind of like allowing yourself to receive whatever revelations about yourself you are ready to receive. I was gifted 2021 was the year of revelation. And it doesn't necessarily mean external stuff. In fact, it hardly ever means external stuff. Don't wait for the revelation to happen out there. This is about you connecting in to you and allowing yourself to be provided with the revelations that are going to shift you or enable you to shift onto your own highest trajectory, your own glorious still point, your own experience of unconditional love for yourself. Allow those revelations to unfold for you, perfect timing. And don't judge anything. You know, if you find yourself with your big stick beating yourself, just allow yourself to lovingly put it down. You know, it is what it is. And whatever we're going through and have a laugh at yourself. I mean, say, when my relationship broke down, I was having the biggest pity ever. That was my January. But, you know, when I was connected in and they were kind of, you know, my highest aspects was kind of laughing, going, are you done? And I'm like, yeah, all right then. It's like, okay, yeah. Moving on. But allow yourself to have a moment, because that's what being human is about, what we came in experience as well.
Well, if we don't accept it, that's the thing, is if you look at the state of acceptance, that's where harmony is, forgiveness is, letting go, transcendence, compassion, that's where all that is. So if we don't accept that this is what's happening, or this is who we are, or that's what happened, we're just rejecting that, right? We're avoiding it, and we can't get to the higher realms, and you really can't expand. You can have these experiences, but you have to accept them. Right? You have to accept the communication, and then you have to accept you went out on your way, right, into wherever you went, and discovered that you had a different idea of what's the optimal place for you to live. And, you know, maybe grumbling, maybe unhappy about it, but still by the time you got there, then you were like, okay, this is here. What's here? What's here? So, well, it's such a beautiful message. I have a request.
Okay.
So I would like if we could use you as a channel to tune us all into the Stonehenge energy, since you're there. And I do think that it's a wonderful, I mean, I haven't been there in a long time. When I lived there, I lived in England when I was growing up, and I was in my teens, and you could go walk, lay on it, do whatever you want. You know, there was no fence. I don't even know if there was a parking lot. I don't know, you know, so, but yeah, so maybe share a little bit about what it is that you receive there. What are the kinds of energies, and maybe we can tap into that and amplify that into our awakening.
Yeah, what I will do, because what came through with the actually the tree activation came through when I went there for the equinox. So whatever activation comes through, and I will ask for something to be given to this audience, I will create it and share it specifically with you, because I'm just thinking if I try and do something now, I might blow this poorly little internet that we have in it. Hotel room. So I will connect in, and I will create the activation and tune in and share that with your audience. Wonderful. And so that will be another little special gift, just because to be able to gift you something from Stonehenge, from the inner circle. I'm quite excited, actually, because I not any expectations. But I'm being given that it's a Stargate portal opening. So that would be really super exciting to share with whichever willing souls are ready to open up that Stargate within themselves. Tomorrow.
Wonderful. Tomorrow. Yeah. So tomorrow is a big day too. I'm not an astrologer, but my understanding is Jupiter, the biggest planet, and it's my planet, yay, but it's a planet of expansion and good fortune and things expanding, right? Is going into Pisces, and that is that dreamy intuition, right? That energy. So we're going to have an expansion of that. So that sounds fantastic. So one of Louise's free gifts is the heart tree meditation. And she said she got that when she was there at this last equinox. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So that would be an excellent one to put on and to tune into that Stonehenge energy. So I want to share just a few things. Amanda said that that was a really powerful message, being truthful and then trusting the universe to allow it to be instead of trying to control it. I love that. And when, let's see, Paola said, when we recognize that perfection is all there is, even when it looks not so in our physical eyes and domesticated minds. Ellen said, yeah, I love that message Louise is sharing, and so soothing to know that Gaia is evolving. Oh yeah, she is like going for it, like crazy, right? Regina said, you look so beautiful and cheerful today, Louise. You must have been good for you, this shift. Well, she is at Stonehenge too, so I think she's lighting up. She's in that portal already. And Genevieve says, bless you, beautiful goddesses. Thank you. Amanda said, don't do the message right now. Do it later. Oh, Denise said tomorrow's the new moon in the USA. Oh, I thought it was yesterday, but I know it's like somewhere around this. And you do feel the new moon energies. You feel those several days either side of all of that too. So, all right. So anything else you would like to share with us about being unapologetically you and standing in your sovereignty and unconditional love and all these beautiful topics?
It can feel really scary, and it can feel really confrontational. And I think the statement kind of being unapologetically you can feel like standing in your power felt to me years and years and years back when I wasn't ready to receive that message. So allow yourself to just connect into that energy and reframe it in a way that works for you, wherever you're at the minute, and absolutely no judgment. Because when I got the message, stand in your power, I wasn't ready to receive that message. Because to me, power was all things bad and, you know, just like, bleh. And I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready to stand in my power because I am also aware that I have played the bad guy in previous lifetimes. You know, I hold my hand up. I've been the destroyer of worlds. So, you know, it was like the last thing in the world that I wanted to do was that. But when you allow yourself to even open a chink, even open a little bit to the concept of being unapologetically you, and even if those words trigger you, allow yourself to be triggered, but just keep your heart open a little bit to it and allow your energy to be perfect. For me, I went on a journey of standing in your power, standing in your sovereignty, standing in your truth. Truth I could handle. And now it's like unapologetically you, even though I can't say it all the time. I can hold that energy and go, yeah, but don't judge where you're at. You know, it doesn't, you know, there is an aspect of you that is absolutely ready, knows exactly what you need to enable you to get there. So let that come through for you and allow yourself to receive the message. So I did a post on Facebook about receiving. Allow yourself to be open to receive. And remember, you can receive through the most random places, like different animals crossing your path. What does that mean to you? A song that you hear on the radio and all of a sudden this one line will really strike you. Okay, just soak that up. Allow that message to really be soaked up. For me, it was an episode of Bones. Who knew? But, you know, it's like just allow yourself to receive the message and they will frame it. You will frame it in a way that works for you so that you can go on your own journey. This is my journey. This has been my journey. But this is about what's yours and allowing you to open up to your particular journey of this work, which is ultimately what we're all here to do. And remember, the ripple is already going. There's no stopping that baby.
Yeah, so I live at the beach. There's not many waves here, but I used to live in California. So you'd get these big waves that the surfers like. And I loved watching surfers. I wished I could do it. And the idea that you could get knocked over by that wave, right? Or you could get on top of it and ride it. you know? And I used to really think about that different in that feeling. Oh, I'm so glad the wave is coming. Here it is. I'm going to get on top of it. I'm going to, you know, just let go of the past and accept who I am and then be like aware, right? Ready, what's coming, instead of being like afraid of it or getting bowled over or overwhelmed by it or being judging yourself. And it's really important, something else you said about don't judge it. I find it so interesting that we're all programmed this way generally, is that you do something, then you go, oh, I wish I hadn't done that, or I wish I wasn't this way, and you judge it, and then you drag yourself back down again, and then you climb back up, and I have courage, I'm going to speak up or whatever, and you're like, oh, and then you judge yourself for not doing it right, or for being afraid, or for everything. So like, no more judgment, just don't get involved in that trap, right? So, oh, beautiful. Well, thank you so much. Tell everybody your website where you have all that information for you in many places, but go ahead and share that.
So my website is www.loumatson.com. Really simple. It's what my name is. And I also have www.mundanetomagicalliving.com. And that is for my email list, but also for the summit that I do twice a year as well. But yeah, if you want to connect, I do a 15-minute free chat to see, you know, if we're energetically aligned to work with and if I'm suitable to assist you and guide you on your time. So feel free to go on my website and connect in. But yeah, I will look forward to tuning in and providing you with a special activation.
Yes. I'm going to be tuned in for that. I'm going to be open and receptive. So everybody open up your little receptors to Louise and her generous willingness to channel this stargate, this opening, whatever it is, these beautiful energies at Stonehenge. You know, it's a portal. It's a lot of portals, right? It's a lot of doorways and a lot of stuff going on there energetically. So, all right. Thank you, honey. Love you so much. Bye-bye. Have a wonderful and beautiful evening. Yeah.
Oh. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thanks, everyone. Thank you. Everybody saying thank you, Alyssa and Ellen and Annie and Regine and Victoria. And thank you, Pamela. Thank you, Renata and Denise and everybody. Thank you so much. And tomorrow, let's see, what do we have tomorrow? I believe we have, I'm going to have to look it up here. Make sure that you, if you're just seeing this randomly, and you want to, you can get on to the list where you can get, oh, I'm going to share this too. This quote from Louise, because I thought it was wonderful. So we're in the series and you go to nanacosta.com/blisslifeglobalhealing and the links below if you're seeing this on YouTube. And we're going to have a lot of different speakers, fabulous people like Louise, oh, Lucy, we put your name there. But she said, once upon a time, our intuition was the quiet voice of our truth that whispered to us through the sea of external truths. The small internal voice of truth we often and easily ignore is now raising in volume as the awakening raises our frequency to come in more in alignment with our truth. We find ourselves at the point of no return. I love that because that's what Louise was saying, is that where the, you know, the ripple is going, we've reached a tipping point. Everything that you've done, thank you, everybody that we've done together in groups and in any point, we are making a difference, as big of a mess as it might seem, or like Louise said, her life looks a bit like a shitstorm. You know, that's not an uncommon thing right now. But that's what happens. I mean, think about entirely breaking down your self-image, right? And who you think you are and what's possible for you, but it's all for something better. Everything, all the stories, all the messages that have come through have said it's going to be okay because you're moving in the right direction. So these are the free gifts that are going to be there from Louise, open to divine love, compassion, and gratitude, and the heart tree activation, which she got when she was at Stonehenge, the recent equinox. To me, that is a big, big deal. I love to go to sacred sites. I love the energies there and their doorways for amazing opportunities and awakenings. So tomorrow we have Washela Sananda And she's going to talk about entering the golden realm of New Lemuria. And that's going to be live at 10 a.m. And you can see that you've got different times that we're going to be live. If you're listening to this later, that's no problem. But tomorrow we will be back again in the morning. Make sure you check out the angel messages, the violet flame meditation, and the angels of abundance. We are going to start up very, very soon. And also look on my YouTube channel, because I have channeled some messages from the angel of wealth, the angel of prosperity, the angel of joy, your guardian angel, the guardian angel energy. And these are the kinds of angels that you're going to meet when you go into the, I don't know if I was sharing that. So 10 a.m. Central time. So let me do that again. I wasn't sure whether you were actually seeing this. That's the angel class where you're going to meet all of your fabulous angels. Thank you, Lou. And yes, 10 a.m. Central tomorrow. In all the emails that you get, if you get onto the list, we send you an email at the bottom. We've got the schedule, okay? So we're going to go through the mysteries of psychic experiences unveiled in 2 days. And this lovely lady, Reverend Tracy Clark, I met, we chatted. It was amazing. She's going to talk about elevating your life, and she is full of beautiful energy. Alchemy turnaround technique, reversing negative energy into positive energy. That's going to be pretty empowering. We can all use that. And another returning guest like Louise is Carol Nyack. She was very popular. She has the most calm, grounding presence. And she's going to talk about maintaining high frequency in times of transition. What happens when you start awakening? You get more sensitive. Your intuition is opening. There is a tendency to get overwhelmed, and you can take on other fears. You can take on waves of things from your past. And it's difficult to keep your frequency high, but that's what we're noticing. We discussed that yesterday as well. The key is cleansing, clearing, walking your path, loving yourself, doing these things. And then as you reach these higher states of consciousness, you will get to the point where you now want to stay there more frequently, more consistently, more often. So that will be an amazing thing to do. We've got a soul mentor, Catherine, coming. Rachel's going to talk about how Mother Earth supports and nurtures our intuition. I love that idea. Rooted spirit. Then we're going to have Monique Hunt, ancestral story clearing. We're going to heal generational poverty wounds to increase abundance. And you do know what? When you increase abundance in your life, you're increasing flow. It just means more. Okay. And you're able to decipher when you accept yourself instead of judge yourself, you raise to a higher vibration. Acceptance is where your power comes back. And then you can receive more of these things, that more abundance in communication with spirit, ability to heal, ability to not go into fear, that kind of thing, right? Instead of increasing drama or trauma. Then we're having Rihanna, Awakening to the Truth of You, Jennifer, How to Navigate the Ascension Process with the Akashic Records. And then I'm going to do a special for you on awakening your 360 senses. We have that many. It's a little boggling. I learned this many years ago in one of the several mystery schools that I went through. And it's been fascinating to me ever since then to see how we're programmed with all of, it's like having a huge computer with a lot of potential that you never tap into. You don't even know how to, right? It's got all this power, all this memory, all this speed, all this access. And you have no idea that it's even got that. That's you. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And the very last thing we're going to do is on the 24th, you might want to mark your calendar for any of these that come to all of them, but any of them that really jump out at you, I'm going to do live intuitive readings. So you're going to come on and we're going to chat and we're going to, I'll do some readings for you and all of that good stuff. So fantastic. Thank you everyone so much for coming, and I will see you tomorrow. In fact, I'm doing a special call tomorrow. Let me look and see what time it is in case you're interested. I am doing it. It's not really a part of this series. It's for the angels of abundance, but it's for everybody. I'm going to do a live channeling of Archangel Michael, and we've been creating this angelic temple, and it's an incredibly powerful space. If you go to YouTube today, we're putting up the message that came through just before the call with Lou. around from the angel of wealth, from that concept. Now, that's not an angel that presence or an energy that appears the same to everybody. So that's the cool thing about the courses. You're going to be meeting your, just like all of the guests already have said, right? You accept you, you tune in differently, you receive information differently than the other people. You need different things. The sessions I've done with people on meeting their angel, their power angel, or their guardian angel, whatever angel is most present right now that wants to talk to them, they all came through completely different. They all looked different. They all had different names, different messages, different purposes. Some had been with different people at different times in their life. One was about joy, one was green, and it was about healing. And there was just, it was so profound how different, not just what they did, but how they looked and how they came in and how they communicated. So we're all individual. And that's the beauty. The more you open your talents, the more you'll see all the amazing things. So let's see, we are going to be doing that at, at noon. So at noon central tomorrow, I'm going to do a live on YouTube. I think it's at noon. So make sure you check the email, make sure. But if you subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is Joyful Nan, you will get a notification. Or I guess you have to click a button for notifications too. So it's a good idea to do, because I'm putting up these, I'm doing other channel messages. I'm going to start doing an energy report each week. We do live readings or ask anythings. And this way you'll get a notification if we're live or if a new video has been put up. Okay, good. I'm so excited. I'll see you all tomorrow. Maybe in the Angels Abundance, maybe with Washela, maybe in our special message from Archangel Michael. And if you're not able to come live, just open the channel and intention that you will be here, that a part of you can be here. You're multidimensional. You can do that. That's part of your gifts. Okay, everybody. Bye-bye. May 23rd and 24th, somebody's asking. Let me look here. What time? These are at the bottom of your emails, okay? 23rd. May 23rd, it's going to be recorded video that we send you, because it's a Sunday and I'm going to be somewhere else with my honey bunny. And the 24th will be at 10 a.m. Central for the live intuitive readings with me. Okie dokie. All right, everybody, namaste. Let's give great thanks. We give great thanks for this Infinity Healing Chamber, for this beautiful temple of light that we have met together today. We send love and gratitude to Lou, and we all send love and gratitude to Stonehenge and to the energies that are unfolding there, the energies that are here for our highest good there, and all the other sacred places on the planet. We give great thanks for these messages that have come through, and whether we heard them or felt them or really realize the depth of the messages we've received today, we ask to be clear and open channels to receive and allow these to go down deep within us and expand and become a part of us. And we accept whatever way is optimal for them to unfold at this time. So let's hold a little intention. Say, I am ready and willing to awaken my intuitive gifts to the next level of my highest purpose, powers, my soul talents, and that path, that divine path that is optimal for me at this time. I accept and release, let go, forgive, and come into harmony with the truth of who I am, the infinite potential, the infinite abilities. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. May this circle be open yet unbroken, and this beautiful re-empowering, this sense of our personal freedom and sovereignty, our abilities and our strength and our resilience go with us with every step, every breath, every look, every touch, every thought, every word. And so it is. Thank you so much, everyone. Bye-bye.